everyone please scan the QR code, which shows the view of the program? Yes. I'll give you guys all a second. Good. Hello, everyone. My name is Erica Morris, and I'm truly honored to serve as your MC for this sacred and celebratory Juneteenth gathering. Just to give a little introduction of myself, as you can see, I am a class of 2025 graduate of Fisk University. Some of the other accolades I do have, I am a former White House intern for the Biden-Harris administration under the Office of the First Lady. I am a former member of the NAACP Youth Council, an Amos Brown Fellow, and above all, I am a legacy of my family, especially as the great-granddaughter of Charlie Walker, the granddaughter of Yolanda Jones, and the daughter of Jafria Morris. I've dedicated my own journey to building on that foundation, leading in community, advocating for justice, and creating space where the next generation can rise with confidence, dignity, and purpose. Tonight, we are gathered under three powerful words: leadership, legacy, and liberation. So we're gonna do a little repeat after me so we can bring these words to life. The first word is leadership. Leadership is more than a title. It's a torch. It demands courage, vision, and service. The second word is legacy. Legacy is more than what we inherit. It's what we protect. It's what we build for those not yet born. The third and final word is liberization.
Thank you.
And liberation is the soul of Juneteenth. It's not just about being free from chains. It's about being free to dream, free to lead, free to live in full dignity without apology. This evening would not be possible without the powerful collaboration and sponsors. So when I call the organization, can you please rise so we can recognize you? The San Francisco African American Chamber of Commerce. Thank you. The San Francisco branch of the NAACP. SF Black Wall Street. Ground Floor Public Affairs. Warriors. UCSF. Work While. And last but not least, Mayor Lurie, who continues to support efforts that elevate and empower Black voices in SF. Now, let's all give another round of applause for standing together in unity for today's Juneteenth celebration. Now, as we prepare our hearts and minds, I invite you to rise physically, spiritually, and historically as we open tonight's celebration with a song that has been our anthem, our prayer, and our call to hope, Lit every voice and scene. Performed by Makia, Chriswell, Neil. Also, the lyrics are on the program. So scroll down to the bottom and you will see the lyrics.
Just get right into it. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven rings. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicings rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the presence has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day. Let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road we tried, bitter the chastening rod, felt in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers died. We have come over a way that with tears have been watered. We have come treading our path through the blood of the slaughtered. Out of the gloomy past till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of our bright star has cast. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, thou who hast by thy might led us into the light, keep us forever in the path, we pray, lest our feet stray from the places, our God, where we met thee. Lest our hearts, drunk with the wine of the world, we forget thee. Shadowed beneath thy hand, true to our God, true to our native land.
Thank you, Makia. Now, let us continue grounding this moment with spiritual purpose and ancestral reverence. We invite Pastor Alton McGriff to lead us in invocation, followed by a libation from the incomparable Malik Seneferu.
Amen. Let us pray. Gracious and liberating God, we come before you today with our hearts lifted up. We come before you, God, with thanks for the ancestors of our past, God. We thank you for those who endured and those who had the hope to come through that such a dark time. So now, God, on this day, we celebrate not just a moment of freedom, but generations who never have given up, who are still seeking justice and the man to dream beyond where they are to reach where they need to be. So, God, we pray right now that you continue to bless this city, bless this nation, bless everyone, God. Bless our leaders and bless those who are here today. But let us continue to work, to continue to resolve, to seek for equity, for justice, to know that we're still breaking chains, to know that you're here with us now. So continue to be with us. Let the celebration be one that lifts our voice for liberation, for legacy. Let this celebration be one, God, to know that we are here with you. So in the name of the one who liberates and restores, we say amen, amen, and amen again. Amen.
Power and creative prosperity. How are you guys doing today? All right, we are here on a very special event. I'm here on behalf of the many that came before me, and especially my grandmother who came here from Texas to make a life possible. What I would like to do is we're going to do a very important part of this, and before I can get started, is there an elder here 70 plus? Raise your hand. Is there an elder here 80 plus? Give them a round of applause. Is there an elder here 90 plus? Any? So we have the one that was standing, Elder Brown. Do I have your permission to move forward with this libations to bring us hope and liberation?
I give you permission.
Let the room say Ashe. Let the room say Ashe one more time.
Ashe.
Let's say it one more again. Ashe.
Ashe.
All right. So I'm going to crack open a bottle here. In the meantime, what I want you to do is think about at least two or three names you're going to say. But I'm going to call out some special names for this particular event. And I would like to be totally all the way to the point. You know, we are very important people to this time. Our ancestors have prayed that we make it to this moment. Ashe? All right. Let's see here. All right, here we go. I just want to make sure I'm right on point because I know I have a time up here. And let's see here. All right, here we go. All right, so what I would like to do is number one, to those black ancestors we may never know, to those ancestors to the east, we say Ashe. To those ancestors we may never know, to the west we say Ashe. To those ancestors we may never know, to the north we say Ashe. And our ancestors of the south who we may never know, we say Ashe. I have some special names I'm going to call out here.
And as I pour the water to them, we will take this water and turn it into a love elixir. Ashe? We're not doing no magic, but we're making magic. Ashe? All right. So I'm going to start off with the great elder, Eileen Clark Hernandez. We say? Ashe. To our great elder, Doris Ward, we say? Ashe. We say to Ollie Mixon, we say? We say Dr. George Davis, we say? Dr. Churchill, we say? Dr. Matt Thomas, we say? Dr. Churchill, we say? Miss Willie B. Kennedy, we say? Ashe. Albert LeBlanc, we say? You can bring the drums up. Go ahead. Go ahead. Give it to us. Yeah, cook it up. Get a drum or something, y'all. Give it up to him. Yes, yes. To our good elder, we say, John Scott, we say. To Arnold Thompson. Arnold Townsend, we say. Ashe. To Bobby Atchison, we say. John Wright, we say. Pia Harris, we say. And my brother Clinton Sockwell Jr., or the second, we say. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Mayor Ed Lee, we say. Ashe. Espinola Jackson, we say. Charlie Walker, we say. Eloise Westbrook, we say. Osceola Washington, we say. Julia Comer, we say. Julia Middleton, we say. Reuben Smitty Smith, we say. Alex Picture, we say. Patrice Dunbar, we say. Ardith Nichols, we say. Mamie Ruth Arnold Scott, we say. Mary Allen Pleasant, we say. Raymond Howell, we say. William Tompkins, we say. William Leidesdorf, we say. Enola D. Maxwell, we say. Ida B. Wells, we say. And to great elders that have done so much in this city, to those elders that created the Colored Convention of California, we say, it is that brought forth what we know as the Black Panther Party today. And to all those ancestors that made the Black Panther Party possible, we say, Ashe. In this time, yes, let's get it started. Call those names out. Benjamin Goodlett, we say. Carl Goodlett, anymore? Yes, yes, Ashe. Ashe, say their names. Say their names.
Say their names. Say their names. Say their names. Shout it out loud. Ashe. Miss Lottie, we say. Ashe. Any more ancestors out there that are in the back of your mind? I see some. We say Ashe. Ashe. Ella Hill Hutch. Come on. Ashe. Lottie Titus, I just said it. Come on. Ashe. We say Ashe. Granville T. Woods, we say. All right. We say Ashe. We say Ashe. We say Ashe. There's many, many more. Uh-huh. Ashe. And there's... there's so many more here. But I want us to also remember that we have an amazing amount of strength that was prayed for us to have today. We have a amazing group of young people that are coming up in the city of San Francisco that we must pay attention to. And when we pour libations, we're doing that intentful to call on those elders with hopes that our children will wish to reach that stage and age. Ashe? And so in this work in the city of San Francisco, we want to have a more intentful intention to engage our youth so that they'll know the truth about their ancestors and they know that they do have a great past that they come from. Ashe? Am I over my time? What time? How much more time I got? Do I got some more time? Okay, I can keep running. I just want to make sure I'll be always so, hey, cut. So we got so many things that has happened in the city. We have a lot of our elders. We have a lot of Sentinel elders. Can we give a round of applause to our Sentinel elders? Now, when I say Sentinel elders, that means we have elders that are reaching the tender age of 100 years old. And we have to figure out ways to celebrate them because they are closest to our ancestors, is like we would like to believe. But in the time that we're in is that, you know, we have a lot of great that have passed away, like Dwayne Wiggins, we say. Ashe. We have a lot that have went on, especially in this year alone. And they said that that would be written in the moon and in the stars, that would be the reality. But here's the thing, if you got someone you love that passed on, if you truly love them, they're in your head, your heart, and your personal affairs. Repeat after me, your head, your heart, and personal affairs. Thank you so much. Honor your ancestors, and we say Harambe. Thank you.
Thank you, Brother Malik. And also thank you to Pastor McGriff. As we remain in this spirit of unity, we now welcome the leaders from across our city who continue to walk the path of justice and public service. Please, let's all receive remarks from Mayor Daniel Lurie and Supervisor Shimon Walton.
Good evening, everyone. I want to thank you all for being here tonight as we gather for Juneteenth in City Hall. Just yesterday, members of our interfaith community, labor leaders, and elected officials stood outside on the City Hall steps for a unity gathering. We gathered in solidarity with many San Franciscans who are living in fear at this moment. Reverend Brown, you closed out a moving program with a call to action for all of us, and you said, San Francisco knows how to lead the way. And I am committed to making sure that remains true today. I want to recognize all those who have helped make this reception possible, our event organizers, department heads, commissioners, elected officials, and most of all, our city employees who work hard every single day on behalf of the people of San Francisco. I want to thank you all for your service. Juneteenth is the day that marks the end of slavery in America, a day that reminds us of the fight for freedom and equality and the work that continues to this day. San Francisco has had a long history of black leadership, activism, and community building. From the Fillmore to Bayview, from the civil rights marches to today's youth leaders joining us today, black San Franciscans are at the heart of this city. Tonight, we recognize the strength of San Francisco's black community in our neighborhoods, our schools, our businesses, our arts, and our culture. But we also know that celebrating Juneteenth means being honest about the work that still lies ahead. As your mayor, I remain committed to uplifting San Francisco's black community by expanding opportunities and investing in our neighborhoods. That's why we renewed the Dream Keeper Initiative, to ensure organizations have the resources to succeed and are held accountable to deliver results. That's why, alongside Supervisor Walton, we renewed Opportunities for All and Black 2SF, important programs that help make San Francisco a welcoming place for HBCU graduates, while providing our own students with exposure to our potential higher education opportunities. Our black youth deserve the experiences and support to thrive. It also means making sure black-owned businesses have the resources to launch, grow, and succeed. Over the past few months, I've had the chance to visit some incredible new restaurants in the Bayview. Places like Smoke Soul Kitchen and Let's Eat Barbecue. The momentum in that neighborhood's food scene is exciting, and we want to see even more businesses open and thrive. But we cannot and must not stop there. We need to attract more black businesses to San Francisco and provide access and opportunity to every part of San Francisco, including our downtown. We continue to cut red tape, speed up permitting, and we renewed first year free, so it's easier than ever for local entrepreneurs to open their doors. I've walked the Fillmore community with community members, and I've heard them loud and clear. This city's support for that area is essential to the vitality of the entire black community, and I'm committed to working on a sustainable plan with community input. I want to end with a quote from Vanessa Lee, the chef and owner of Smoke Soul Kitchen. She said, "Revitalizing San Francisco does not always look like occupying thousands of square feet downtown. If we do it community by community, we can make an impact also." And she's absolutely right. Bringing San Francisco back means investing in every part of our city, and that means investing in our black community. That is my responsibility as mayor, and I don't take that lightly. I want you to know that I'm going to keep up showing up, listening, and doing the work alongside you. I appreciate you all for being here tonight. Thank you for everything that you do, and thank you for letting me be part of this celebration. And now I'll turn it over to Supervisor Walton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good evening. I want to first thank Brother Malik for leading the libations this evening, and also want to ask for a moment of silence for someone who most certainly probably would have been a part of this celebration had he been here today. So let's have a moment of silence for Brother Clinton Sockwell, please. Thank you. Brother Clint was someone who most of us have invited at one point or another to do libations for events like this. So I want to make sure we honor him as an ancestor. And again, thank you, Malik, for continuing to lead. One of the things that gets me excited about tonight, and I want to thank Mayor Lurie for making this happen, is that this is the first time I can remember that we've done a Juneteenth program here in City Hall in the evening. So thank you to the community and everyone for making this a reality. I do want to take the time, of course, to honor my colleagues who are here, Supervisor Bilal Mahmoud, Supervisor Cheyenne Chin, and also want to acknowledge my colleagues who are right now in the Budget and Appropriations Committee hearing where I actually was, and that's why I was running in and out. Also want to thank Treasurer Jose Cisneros, Assessor Joaquin Torres, Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, Supervisor Danny Sauter, and of course our Chief of the Fire Department, Dean Crispin. Thank you all for being here tonight. But as we know, Juneteenth is a time where June 19th in 1865, where former slaves in Texas did not know and did not get the message that they were free. And so 2 years after slavery was ended, or the Emancipation Proclamation, folks came to Texas and told them and informed them of their freedom. And that's why we celebrate Juneteenth, to commemorate that moment. And we have come some ways since that time period, but we most certainly have much further to go. If you look at what is happening across this country at this particular time, if you look at the leadership of this country at this particular time, some of us wake up and most certainly feel that if we're not in the 1860s, we're most certainly in the early 1900s. And so it is very important that we make sure that we celebrate moments of history like this. We have to make sure that our young people, our future, does not forget why we have moments like today and the historical significance. And again, I want to thank Brother Malik because he named a lot of significant San Francisco leaders when he did libations. And a lot of folks drive up and down our streets in Bayview and they see these street names, Osceola and Commerce and Bertha Lane, but they don't know the people behind these street names. But we have a legacy of greatness as black people right here in San Francisco. And I want to make sure that we continue to celebrate that, not only in February, not only during Juneteenth, but every single day of the year as black San Francisco. But I am, again, excited to see everyone come out on a Friday evening to celebrate and commemorate Juneteenth. Thank you again, Mr. Mayor, for doing this with us here. And I want everyone to remember, particularly at this time, something Dr. Martin Luther King said, and I said it the other day. We have a moral responsibility to disobey unjust laws. And we are most certainly at that time today. Do not be scared to fight injustice, because at the end of the day, if we didn't, all of us would still be slaves. Thank you.
Again, thank you again, Mayor Lurie and Supervisor Walton. Now we also would like to recognize we do have a representative from the Adam B. Schiff's office, Mr. Trevor Page. He is from our senator's office, so we'd like to thank you for coming. Now, with the words that Mayor Lurie and Supervisor Walton has said, they have set the tone. We now turn our attention to the reason we gather today. Please welcome Mo McNeely to share reflection on the history and meaning of Juneteenth, followed by the historic reflection. We will hear from two extraordinary young leaders, Benjamin Bennett and Samantha Wentz, who will be sharing what Juneteenth means to them personally. You all may come.
Peace to everyone in the room. My name is Mo McNeely. I'm an artist, human rights scholar, and proud generational San Franciscan, and a part of San Francisco Black Wall Street. Before I begin, I would like to take a moment to honor those who have worn the uniform of this country. If you are a veteran or active duty military member, please stand. Anyone? Military? Please. We recognize your service, your courage. Your presence here today continues a legacy far older than many realize. My father was a World War II veteran. He fought for a country that sent him abroad in uniform but welcomed him home without the very rights he had defended. But that story, as painful as it is not new. It reaches all the way back to the Civil War when President Abraham Lincoln declared, without the help of the freedmen, the war against the South could not have been won. Black soldiers, many of them formerly enslaved, fought for a freedom that they have never tasted but believed was possible. And so we come to Juneteenth. Most people know the basics. On June 19, 1865, Union General Gordon Granger arrived in Galveston, Texas, to announce that all enslaved people were free, finally enforcing the Emancipation Proclamation that had been signed 2.5 years earlier on January 1st, 1863. Now let that sink in. Our ancestors in Texas had labored 2.5 extra years after they were legally free, working in the same fields, raising the same children, under the same brutality, simply because nobody told them. Because someone decided that their freedom could wait. By the time Juneteenth came, the people who were finally emancipated had been here in this country at least 15 to 20 generations. They were not immigrants. They were not guests. They were the foundation. Americans in every way except by law. And what did they do once that freedom came? They didn't just survive. They celebrated. They organized Jubilee Day in 1866, what we now call Juneteenth, with parades, prayer meetings, family reunions, feasts, and the reading aloud of the Emancipation Proclamation. They claimed that America was their country. They claimed American citizenship boldly, which is why the Juneteenth flag is red, white, and blue, not by accident, but by intention. Because those colors represented a nation that was finally supposed to include them. And when our people left Texas during the Great Migration, they took Juneteenth with them. They brought it here to San Francisco. This year will mark the city's 80th Juneteenth celebrations. It was in 1945 that Mr. Wesley Johnson, a descendant of those same people emancipated in Galveston, he rode a white horse down Fillmore Street wearing a 40-pound Stetson hat, calling to the community to gather at his nightclub, the Texas Playhouse, in the Harlem of the West. How many of y'all remember the Texas Playhouse? Oh, okay. That was the beginning of San Francisco's Juneteenth tradition, which has a unique distinction of having the longest continuous running Juneteenth celebration in the country. It was Texan pride turned into local power. Through my genealogy initiative entitled Where Your People's From, now in its third year, I have traced the family roots of over 250 Black San Franciscans back to the American South and found that this group has 28% of us ancestral ties back to Texas. That's nearly 1 in 3. We didn't just migrate, we replanted ourselves here and brought the South with us, remixed with a bit of Bay Area brilliance. Speaking of my genealogy class, I would like to ask, where are your peoples from? So is Texas in the house? Oh, okay, we're gonna rewind that back. Is Texas in the house? Okay, Louisiana. Is Mississippi in the house? Yay! All right, Alabama. Oh, okay, Arkansas. Oklahoma. All right, Georgia. Okay, Virginia. Florida. Woo! North Carolina. South Carolina. All right, I'm gonna wrap it up. All right, after emancipation, during Reconstruction, our people seized the moment. We saw the rise of Black Wall Streets, thriving communities, and business corridors built by newly freed people, shopkeepers, educators, architects, farmers, midwives, barbers, and doctors. The Greenwood District of Tulsa, Oklahoma was one of the most well-known, but there were dozens or more across the country. We built self-sufficient neighborhoods with our own schools, banks, hospitals, and churches. In one generation, we cut our literacy rate in half, teaching ourselves and each other in one-room schoolhouses with hand-me-down books, no funding, and boundless determination. What we lacked in resources, we made up for in spirit. That's what makes Juneteenth so powerful. Not just that we were freed, but what we did with our freedom. Then let's also speak the truth. The wealth that our ancestors created in this country did not vanish. It was passed down, not to us, but to others. It is still in banks, still on Wall Street, still propping up institutions that our people could never access. If that wealth exists, then so does the debt. Reparations are not about blame. They are about balance, about settling an account that this nation has never reconciled. Let me say this plainly. We have been here before this was a country. We fought in every war. We built this country. The railroads, the roads, the fields. We are the very idea of American democracy. We are American, and America is our country of origin. We are a people of multifold beginnings. We are here before Columbus and here before 1776. It is okay to center ourselves in our own advocacy. It is okay to say that justice for Black San Franciscans is a non-negotiable. It is okay to accept and expect more than symbolism. We demand systems and tangibles that work for us specifically. But before I close, I want to speak directly to Black San Francisco. What will you do with your freedom? Will you organize like our ancestors did, who built schools out of churches, businesses out of broom closets, and futures out of faith? Will you support new leadership? Not because it's convenient, but because it's necessary? Will you take your place at the not just at the table, but in the blueprints, the bylaws, the budgets, and the ballot box? Because freedom is not just a feeling, it's a framework that needs builders. So I invite you and urge you to get involved. Please join SF Black Wall Street, get active with the NAACP, and support the San Francisco Black Chamber of Commerce. Show up, speak up, and build forward. We are visionaries. We are architects of joy. And for Juneteenth, we don't just remember our freedom, we live it. We dance in it, we build in it, we celebrate in it. This is our Jubilee Day, our Freedom Day. Happy Juneteenth. And from Galveston Bay to San Francisco Bay, let freedom ring.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Benjamin Bennett, and I'm here to give my personal opinion on what Juneteenth is to me. To me, Juneteenth means to be politically aware, staying awake to what's going on around me. Whether it's the ICE raids happening in our communities, the attack on our DEI programs, or the removal of African American curriculum in our schools. I see it, and I know that silence is not an option. Juneteenth reminds us of our freedom. It reminds us that freedom was delayed, denied. It wasn't given to us, it was fought for. So today, I fight my own way by speaking up, standing up. It also reminds me that we need to mentor our next generation. You see, when I was a student recently at the illustrious Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia, and before that, a student at Mission High School right here in San Francisco, California, I served as a mentor because I believed in passing the torch, making sure that the people that came after me didn't have the same problems that I did. Our elders, they carried us. It's just our turn. That's how we build a community. And finally, Juneteenth to me means economic freedom. It means generational wealth. It means land. Our ancestors, they weren't allowed to own anything, but we can. So I'll do that by honoring them, advocating for what they were never given: ownership, opportunity, equity. I don't just remember Juneteenth, I live it every day. I lead, I'll speak, I'll mentor, I'll invest. And I do it for those who never had a chance. That's what Juneteenth is to me. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Samantha Nguyen. Juneteenth has deep significance. It's not just a celebration of the end of slavery, but it's a reminder of the ongoing battle we face to truly be free. It honors the resilience of African Americans who endured over 400 years of enslavement, torture, and injustice. But it also forces us to confront the truth. Slavery may have ended, but its impact is still deeply rooted in our systems today. Systemic racism, continues to show up in the form of unequal access to quality education, healthcare, women rights, and economic opportunity. Juneteenth reminds me that the fight for freedom didn't end in 1865. There is still work to do. We as a community need to unite as one and fight against these forms of oppressions that have been forced against us. In times like these, where our community is being divided and questioned by laws and racism, we need not only to fight, but to educate one another on these laws and policies that are dividing us so that we can progress forward as a community. That's why I chose to major in sociology at San Jose State University. And why I plan to become a lawyer and open my own law firm. I want to use my voice, my education, and my voice to advocate for the underserved, the unheard, and the underrepresented in my community. For me, Juneteenth is a call to action. It's about leadership through advocacy. It's about building a legacy by helping others access the justice they were once denied. And it's about liberation, making sure future generations don't have to fight the same battles we're still fighting today. That's what Juneteenth means to me. Thank you.
Thank you, Benjamin and Samantha. Now, let us receive a musical selection from a powerful voice in our community, Brother Christopher Shree.
Song for you. You all feeling good? Look beautiful on the stage. Ready? Something inside so strong, I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong, you thought that my pride was gone. Oh no, something inside so strong. Oh, oh, oh. Something inside so strong. Take it from the top again, Jermaine. My voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind the walls of Jericho, your lies will come tumbling. Oh yes it will. Deny my place in time, squander wealth that's mine. My light will shine so bright it will blind you. I know that I can make it. Though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone. Oh no. Something inside so strong. Oh, something inside so strong. Bridge, brothers and sisters, when they insist you're just not good enough. Know better. Look them in the eyes and say, I'm gonna get it anyway. 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 Oh, something inside so strong. I know that I can make it. Though they're doing me wrong, so wrong. Thought that my pride was gone. Something inside so strong. Oh, oh, something inside so strong. Something inside so strong. I know that I can make it. Though they're doing me wrong, so wrong. They thought that my pride was gone. Something inside so strong. Oh, 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 something inside so strong. Oh, 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 something inside so strong. creativity. Away, 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 away with hatred. Away, 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 away with injustice. Away, 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 away with fear. Away, 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 away. Something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. Thought that my pride was gone, no, oh, no. Something inside me so strong, oh, something inside me so strong. Ashe.
At this point in the program, we turn our attention to two voices that are shaping the future. Not tomorrow, but right now. These are not just students. They are leaders, survivors, change agents. They carry the weight of history and the urgency of the present. Please welcome our youth speakers, Akara Portia and Marquita McKinnon.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. My name is Marquita McKinnon, and I am a student at Lowell High School.
And I'm Akara Portia. We are here tonight not just as students, but as young Black women standing in our truth.
When I first entered high school, I didn't walk with confidence. I walked in with fear. Fear that I wouldn't measure up, fear that I'd fall behind.
And for me, it wasn't just fear. It was a moment a classmate at Bentley High School called me the N-word, right there in the middle of what was supposed to be a safe space. It hurt in ways I didn't expect.
My fear grew in silence. Then something small changed, everything. Our teacher made us do these awkward icebreakers, those say something about yourself kind of things. Turns out I wasn't the only one struggling. I wasn't alone.
I made the decision to leave Bentley 2 weeks into the school year. I transferred to Holy Names. Everything was new. New school, new friends, new routines. But slowly, healing started to happen.
We built connections, we found courage, and that fear I walked in with, it began to fade.
I found strength in the community, in the students and teachers of color who embraced me. I joined the Oakland Youth Chorus and the NAACP Youth Council. And I realized I wasn't just starting over, I was stepping forward.
Now, I speak up, I help others, and I've learned that leadership isn't about being the loudest in the room. It's about lifting while listening.
And I've learned that liberation doesn't always shout. Sometimes it whispers. You don't have to stay where you were broken. Sometimes it just looks like peace.
Tonight, I honor those who came before me, those who made a way so I could find mine.
I am not just surviving, I am leading. I am living my legacy.
That's legacy, that's leadership, that's liberation.
I think we can make a louder applause for our young leaders. Now we will be going back with another musical selection from our powerful voice, Brother Christopher Street.
words. We are marching in the light of God. We are marching in the light of God. All right. We're going to get to that part. I'm going to watch the sing with you. I'll teach you how to do it, okay? First, I'll sing it again. Siya ma cooking ye quakos, 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 Siya ma Siya ma Siya ma oh, Siya ma cooking ye quakos, Siya ma Siya ma Siya ma oh. See I'm a cooking yeah, Quakers. 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 See I'm a
We are marching in the... We are marching in the...
Thank you again, Brother Christopher Shree, and you are right. We are marching in the light of God. And with that, we now pause to honor those who paved the way, our elders. Can our elders either stand or raise their hand to be recognized? Now, this tribute also includes a recognition of all elders present with a special acknowledgement of Reverend Dr. Amos C. Brown and Frederick Jordan.
My friends, I am inexpressibly happy to be here this evening. And in the words of one of my sons in the ministry, I am peacock proud, hyena happy, and elephant elated to acknowledge that we've had an incredible evening because of the matchless leadership of the San Francisco branch of the NAACP in the personhood of my successor, Dr. Jonathan Butler. Stand up, Dr. Butler. And all the members of the planning committee who brought these brilliant young people together, who articulated so well, who gave us great substance, and indicated by their words of commitment that they will not fail and they will keep the bar high and never dumb down the standard to mediocrity and unachievable work that God has put in them. I want to acknowledge that it was 100 years ago that my mentor and friend, Megger Wiley Evers, was born. He became the first executive director of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People in my native state of Mississippi. It was unfortunately a matter that on August the 28th, a body surfaced in the Tallahassee River in the Mississippi Delta. That body was that lad, Emmett Till. He and I were the same age, 14 years old. But those two evil white men who didn't have love in their hearts and did not respect the worth and dignity of black folks lynched him. As Supervisor Walton, it's to the discredit of this nation that it took America 160 years to enact an anti-lynching bill. And that bill came to pass under the very able, loving, and visionary leadership of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I end by reminding those who are young in numbers that when I saw that mutilated head of Emmett Till, it shook me. I ran to his office at the age of 14 and told him that I didn't like what those evil men did. But Mr. Evers admonished me, "Amos, don't just be mad and upset. Let's be smart. Why not let us organize a youth council of the NAACP so that you and your young friends will learn how to fight this evil of racism, bigotry, and injustice in a smart, strategic way." And I never forgot his words. And I say to you, until my dying day, I'm going to fight on in the struggle in the smart and strategic way until hell freezes over and I skate across and hear my maker sing, "Well done, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You fed the hungry. You welcomed the immigrants. You respected our elders. And you enlightened minds." So Ashe, Ashe, keep the faith and don't give up.
Is this on? Okay. Well, the bravest thing I've done today is to follow Amos Brown, Reverend Amos Brown. Do that. But I want to talk a little bit about Juneteenth, because I've lived Juneteenth. And I'm from the East. I'm from the state of Maryland. My great-grandfather, Henry Jordan, was born in 1819. And within a year, just across the river, was born Harriet Tubman. And within one year before him, was Frederick Douglass. My name is Frederick, after Frederick Douglass. I come from the state of Maryland. And my son is not here, but his great-great-great-grandfather rode with General Sherman through the South to the sea. And he witnessed as General Sherman stood on the steps of a courthouse in Alabama and said, these colored soldiers have fought so bravely and so courageously that by the order of Congress, I'm going to give every black family 40 acres. And I'm going to throw my military mules in there. And that was my son's great-great-grandfather. But as you know, President Johnson, who succeeded Lincoln, put that aside. But we've been fighting ever since. And, you know, I stand here, I've been chairman of the Black Chamber for 18 years. I don't know when to stop, but I'd like to stop. But the big deal is that we have to keep fighting. We have to keep fighting. I don't know when to give up. I mean, I have, you know, as a young man, I was mentored by a man named Lieutenant General Benjamin O. Davis, who was the commander of the Tuskegee Airmen. When I put Anjami on the airplane to find her father, and then I took a delegation as the chairman of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, I took a delegation to Kenya, and there was a man out there, and he looked down in the audience, and he says, "Your name is Frederick Jordan. I know who you are." But he was the Minister of War, Jomo Kenyatta. I don't know when to stop. And somehow, by the stroke of a pen, the DEI was taken away. Don't mean a thing. I'm going to keep on fighting. That's what Juneteenth means to me. Thank you.
Now, we rise with purpose. Please welcome Brigitte LeBlanc and Dr. Jonathan Butler, who will issue a collective call to action on behalf of our community.
First, giving honor to God, who is worthy to be praised. It's good to call on God in times like these. Welcome and gratitude for being here, recognizing the power of this moment and gathering, acknowledging our collective history and the work of the San Francisco African American Chamber of Commerce, San Francisco Black Wall Street, and the San Francisco NAACP. Black business in San Francisco, the entrepreneur presence is historically significant, but currently underrepresented. Even with our talent, we are faced persistent barriers, lack of access to capital, exclusion from contracting opportunities, and limited access to critical decision-making spaces. Our numbers are low, but because of systematic barriers and inequalities. So the power of partnership with the San Francisco African American Chamber of Commerce, San Francisco Black Wall Street, and the NAACP coming together to change the narrative. This partnership is not symbolic. We are intentional and actionable. Collaboration is key. We are stronger when we move together. Now let's talk about our theme, liberty. We have to demand full participation in San Francisco's economy, push for open access to opportunities, legacy, build businesses that outlast this generation. Let's continue to create generational wealth and leadership. Today, this is what leadership looks like. We have acknowledged our ancestors. We have paid homage to the people that have come before us. But today, this is new leadership. We are mentoring the youth. We have to be present at decision-making tables, advocate for policies that support Black business, and mentor the next generation. It is important that Black businesses become a local business enterprise. This is a passport to compete for contracts and public opportunities. Without LBE certification, we remain shut out. So we have to be visible, be registered, and be ready. Qualified Black-owned businesses are too often bullied, sidelined, or overlooked in favor of companies that aren't diverse. We must confront favoritism boldly. We must confront favoritism boldly. Discrimination and exclusion of the construction and local contracting industries. We need equitable access not just empty seats at the table. This new leadership is focused on creating real opportunities for young people now. We need to introduce them to entrepreneurship and leadership at an early age. And today, I think we've done a really good example of doing that. We are committed to building pathways, mentorship, and pipelines for Black youth. So today's event is not just a celebration, it is a declaration of seriousness and purpose. We are building infrastructure for long-term success, not just for ourselves, but for those coming behind us. If you're interested in growing your business, mentoring, or advocating for change, please connect with us. Together we will build, together we will lead, and together we will leave a legacy. Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening, family. This evening is not just a celebration. It's a summons. Our ancestors did not endure 400 years for us to be passive. They didn't march, they didn't bleed, they didn't build, they didn't believe so that we could watch from the sidelines. So this is not for us to sit and critique each other. This is not that time. This is a time for us to commit and contribute. So you don't have to be perfect to be powerful. You don't need to have a title to make a difference. You just have to join the movement. This is not a moment, it's a movement. So here is your charge. First thing I want you to do, join the NAACP. You have these cards, scan that QR code. Don't just attend events. Build with us. Don't just repost. Organize with us. Don't just hope. Fight. Show up in the school board meetings. Show up for housing and healthcare rights. Speak up when there is injustice in the land. But because the truth of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, nobody is going to save us. We are the ones who will save ourselves, and now is the time. So your call to action, are you fired up? I said, are you fired up? Are you fired up and ready to go? Say, fired up, ready to go, fired up. Ready to go. Stand to your feet and say, fired up. Ready to go. One more time for the ancestors. Fired up. Ready to go. Let's get to work. Let's get to work. You have a great evening. We'll have our MC to come up and give us final reflections. And we want to continue to do the work. God bless you.
As we close, we do not just reflect, we move. This final celebration is a tribute to those who marched before us and those who marched today. I want to know where them fans at. Join us for Boots on the Ground, a communal expression of Black joy, pride, and freedom. I have found out of new information. We will be doing Boots on the Ground over there while we go eat. But I just want to say it's been a great time being your MC today. I want to thank everyone for coming. I just want to reintroduce the theme. Liberty, legacy, and leadership. The work still continues. Now let's move this beautiful celebration to the North Light Court, where we will be enjoying some delicious food made by Dixon Delights. And happy Juneteenth, everyone.